Refugees are the focus of much of the world's political conversation right now. WNYC's Matt Katz reports on a public art project in Madison Square Park that's trying to humanize the issue and put it in historical context.
At first, it looks as if the statue of Navy Admiral David Glasgow Farragut, who died 150 years ago, has come alive. But look closer at the monument to Farragut, a Union hero in the Civil War.
If anyone can imagine leaving that child behind.
And listen, because that's not Farragut at all.
I don't think anyone would imagine leaving their child behind for even a day or two. I have to leave my child behind me for 10 years. 10 years. 10 years I have to leave my child.
This is a refugee from Liberia, now in the United States, communicating through Farragut. A speaker at the base of Farragut's statue projects the refugee's voice while video animates her likeness on Farragut's body, complete with hand motions. The projections, taken from interviews with resettled refugees, roll one into the next in a loop.
I left my parents, I left my mom, and my siblings without even saying goodbye.
That's another refugee from Liberia with another story of flight and family separation. This new installation at the park in the Flatiron District was created by renowned Polish-born visual artist and part-time New Yorker, Krzysztof Wodziczko. Just as Farragut's Civil War displaced thousands, today's conflicts have created millions of refugees. Monuments, the artist reasons, are witnesses to this and are begging to be heard.
They suffer, those monuments, some kind of traumatic condition, because they see all those things, but they cannot say anything.
Wodziczko gives them voice. And perhaps, says Bob Carey, a consultant on the project who ran refugee resettlement for the Obama administration, political currency. He hopes the exhibit educates Americans.
When they hear personal stories, when they encounter a refugee or asylum seeker, regardless of their political stripe, I found that people tend to be compassionate and generous and understanding.
The exhibit, Free for All, is open every evening except Sundays, now through the spring. Matt Katz, WNYC News.